Okay, so, whatever Prelato, a story, Theo talking with God, is it really possible that by surrendering unto you, I can come to a point in my life, even in this body, where there is no suffering or fear or maladies and sorrows anymore? Is it possible? Or when I find myself there, shall I expect that this is temporary, just like everything else, as it's always been? All the happiness comes and goes. Or can I one day just expect that happiness is there always? When you say that, it's so strange, because there's this doubt coming up that if you were always happy, then it wouldn't be fun anymore. You must have unhappiness to contrast it with. And yeah, maybe that's why darkness exists, I don't know. Because you can ask that question, why, if God is good and all light and love, why does darkness exist? Well, anyway, it does. Or maybe it's just a dream, just a thought, just something that we can. Imagine step into just to experience that darkness, just to as if in a theatrical play or in movies, we make horror movies, we explore that darkness. Right? We have a fascination for what if anything I imagined could become real, could happen. How would that be? And then lust grows, and maybe alcohol, drug solutions. It's some kind of dreamy forgetfulness that just goes kind of darker and darker. And then after a while we realize, oops, this is not where I want to be. And we come up into the light again. But it seems that yes, this is the spice that makes life worth it. The free will, which means the freedom to want anything. And well, will to power, was it Nietzsche said? Which I think I can understand. I mean, to want something is one thing, but equipping that desire with the power to get what you desire is another thing. But you know, when it gets too much, you know, we get end game. Hey, couldn't handle it, it all went wrong. Or, yeah, you completed your level. End of level, end of game for this time. Do you want another game on another level? Or have you had enough of this game? Oh. Yeah.